Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What you believe about God profoundly affects your daily life. It affects your marriage, your morality, your mission and purpose in life. What you believe about God also relates to how you think of yourself, what you do, even how you behave. Yet in many cases, what we believe about God is a kind of hodgepodge of ideas and perceptions, many of which are formed in childhood, sometimes reinforced by your personal experiences, both good and bad. Not really understanding who God is, we tend to blame Him for our own failures and the often harsh consequences of living in an imperfect, broken world. At times, what we believe about God is shaped by our environment. Yet much of what we believe about God is filtered through our personal experiences. In other words, we tend to interpret God by the events of our lives, rather than interpret our lives and our world and what happens to us through an understanding of who God really is. The end result is a distorted, often unclear picture of the God so clearly revealed in the pages of the Bible. Based upon the thousands of letters which come to us at Guidelines, I've come to believe that 4 major misconceptions exist, which often cloud a true understanding of God. First, many think of God as an angry God who takes revenge on our wrongdoing. When difficulties come in life, we tend to think of it as the judgment or punishment of God which He has inflicted on us. Sarah was like that. As a little girl, her mother would tell her, "If you're bad, God's going to get you." When her baby died, she knew it was the punishment of God for having conceived the baby out of wedlock. When a flood destroyed the basement apartment in which she was living, again, she thought it was the hand of God raised in retribution. Those who live with this concept always hide in a closet of fear or run in anger or defiance, hoping to avoid the ultimate punishment which they fear is coming. Others see God as a loving but weak God, wishing He could deliver us from the harsh blows that bring tears to our eyes and pain to our hearts, but lacking the power to change things in our lives. For this reason, babies die, and death snatches lovers from our arms. We pray about getting ahead financially, and nothing happens. So we assume that either God can't, or else He's too disinterested to help. I'm thinking of a young woman who wrote me several letters, each of which outlined her prayer request for a large sum of money. With each new letter, her frustration built, her faith growing dimmer in God's ability to provide. A third group of people think of God as a distant father, too old or too disinterested to be involved in the affairs of 6 billion people. Still others think of God as an impersonal force or a power lacking the attributes of personality and volition. I mentioned earlier that wrong impressions of God are the result of interpreting Him through the events and perceptions of life, rather than interpreting life and our experiences through a proper understanding of God. So the question arises, how do we really gain a true understanding of God? There is an answer. Go to the book. Go to the source of truth, the original document, the Bible. Get it straight for yourself. Someday you'll be glad, very glad you did. We first get off track when we base our concept of God on what people say about Him. Sometimes good people too. But they got the facts wrong themselves, and then we took what they said as the gospel truth. Go to the book, God's Word, and there you will discover who He really is. You can download what you hear on Guidelines, listen to it again, or print it out by going to our homepage, guidelines.org, on the web.